mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The 25th day of October 2004. We're just 7 days away from the 2004 presidential election and all those other candidates that are up for election or re-election as well. Massive broadcast lined up for you today in about 30 minutes. Jim Mars, author of 9/11 An Inside Job, will be joining us. And then he hadn't been with us in about 3 weeks. Paul Joseph Watson, in the third hour as well. So, big broadcast lined up for you, plus a huge stack of very important news and information, and of course, your phone calls. Interesting article out of the Kansas City newspaper, and it says that advocates argue high-tech counterterrorism policies violate rights. And it says, we're sorry you can't ride the metro. That might be the government's response in the near future if your name is on a security watch list under your new driver's license national ID card. Now, again, I've been saying this for years. We've had it from Ridge's mouth for 2 years. Now it's in two different bills, one of which is passed into conference, about to go to the president. We're fighting to stop it. And to have a job, to do anything, you'll have to have a green light on your ID card. That's your new freedom. So we'll be covering that. Plus an article I wrote with Paul Watson, Red Sox fan death underlines the distorted mentality of both police and the public. There's been some new developments there. We'll cover that. Plus an article about it out of the Desert News out of Utah. Death sparks a look at non-lethal weapons. Crowd control devices also used in Utah. Yeah, all over the country. And then, of course, we'll get into the latest election developments. The queen of disarming the slaves draws a handful of minions. Rosie O'Donnell, over the weekend, had a highly publicized meeting of pro-Kerry supporters, and about two dozen people showed up, and Cher, a few days before, had a couple hundred. So that's how pathetic these people are. I mean, they're so pathetic, they make me want to vote for Bush. And I remember how much I can't stand them, but of course I'm not going to vote for Bush because he's just as evil. But this is part of the whole fake left-right paradigm. You look at these disgusting globalist elitist minions like Rosie O'Donnell and Cher, and it makes George Bush look good. So we'll remember these failures, these gun-grabbing creatures today and go over this. Plus, female soldiers eyed for combat by Lord Bush. That's the Washington Times. By the way, Bush has now signed on to the International Criminal Court. Nobody's talking about that. He's increased the global abortion funding. But again, he'll say he's against something, but then fund it, and people go, oh, he's so conservative. But now he wants female soldiers in frontline combat. Also out of medical news today, old news for our listeners, but new news for the general public, tainted polio jabs. Did Australian government knowingly release them filled with cancer viruses? And U.S. took detainees outside Iraq for interrogation. We'll get into that. That's old news, but now finally mainstream news. And we know that Bush and Kerry are cousins. We now know that Bush and Cheney are cousins, hence, and Mr. Kerry cousins with Cheney as well. Now guess who we learn one of their main family lines stems from? Oh, yes, a direct relation to someone who's not very friendly. And we'll be telling you about that later in this first hour as well. Oh, man, this gets too rich. You know, the first guy I ever heard report on this and say this was, well, he's in prison right now. Not too happy with his book, Bloodlines the Illuminati. But here it is from MSNBC. How is old Count Dracula doing these days? We'll be right back. This is Too Rich.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, it is Monday, the 25th of October, 2004. Jim Marsh joining us in about 25 minutes. Paul Watson in the third hour. Your calls, tons of news throughout the broadcast today. You know, I'm not going to sit here and make listeners wait for this. I'm going to go ahead and go into it now. We can talk about this later if you want. You know, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds unbelievable, but we already knew about this. I have interviewed people years ago who were, of course, covering this. You have to understand that the global elite in the Western world, and even globally to an extent, worldwide, are interrelated. And I don't mean like, you know, all humanity goes back to, you know, the first Homo sapiens in Africa. I mean the rich people, powerful elites, tribal chieftains, had alliances and would intermarry for truces, and this has just happened throughout history. And the rich get richer, the poor get poorer in a command and control system. In a Renaissance free market system, the elite loses that control. That's why they're against it. And the New World Order crowd, they're all related. I mean, when you talk about top-level globalists that go to places like the Bilderberg Group meeting, they're all related every time we look at it. From the big genealogy organizations that are highly respected that keep these records. They're obsessed with it. They believe that they are the superhumans, that they're better than us. That's why they're the elite. That's why they're in power, because they're ruthless and they're willing to make the hard decisions and they have the big vision and the whole world is under their control. Now, we know that Bush and Kerry are cousins. I mean, I was talking about that years ago. People couldn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. And then now we've learned something new. We knew that Dick Cheney had an uncle and a grandfather who were skull and bones. We knew that Cheney flunked out of Yale twice. Bush has made jokes about that. We know that he's related to Bush and then hence very closely related to Kerry. We posted the genealogical tree of Bush and Kerry, how they're related on all four sides of their family. Bush's mommy, Bush's daddy, Kerry's mother and father, all related to each other. It's not like they're just related on one side of the family. They're related at every level, from what, fifth cousins up to 16th cousins. It's the bloodlines, the Illuminati. And they've got the family trees. They say that Kerry was going to win because Burke's peerage, the most respected over in England, has tracked that in modern times, presidents who have more royal blood always win. And then that's been picked up by the London Guardian, the Associated Press, MSNBC, you name it. Well, I've been thinking that Bush is going to win for the last few years, and then it almost convinced me when the Bilderberg Group endorsed Kerry that he would win, but I still think it's going to be Bush. My guts tell me it's going to be Bush, and now it looks like it's trending that way. Bush has been arrogant from the start that, oh, I'm not going to lose. There's no way. Uh-huh. You'll just see what happens. Just like he told a reporter on board his campaign jet a week into the whole debate back in 2000 of who was going to win. He goes, you see, I'm going to win. Just watch. See what happens. But you look at these maps of genealogy. Kerry is related to the Sun King of France, the Hungarian kings, the Austrian-Hungarian kings, the Russian kings, the Dutch kings, the German kings, the British kings, and queens. I mean, it's all the same thing. And Bush is related to most of the groups that Kerry is related to, but they say Kerry is related to more of the groups, so he's going to be the winner. But then I look at this MSNBC tree, and it shows that Bush is more closely related to the dominant royal family, which all other big royal families, there's an admitted global organization of royalty, and they all swear fealty to the coat of arms of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, known publicly as the House of Windsor, a made-up name. And so guess who Bush and Kerry are both related to very closely in direct bloodlines? Well, it's on MSN right now, and you can go to Infowars.com, being updated right now, and read this, link through to it. They are both related to Vlad the Impaler. That's right, and they say, though it's unbelievable and very strange, the family roots section, they are both related to Vlad the Impaler. Presidential nominees George W. Bush and John Kerry are related to these notorious monarchs. And they show Henry VIII, Ivan the Terrible, Vlad III, the Impaler. And his name was actually Vlad Dracula. That's where you get the, you know, the legend of that, because he liked to have people stuck up on poles up through their bodies, stay alive for days. His wife liked to take baths in blood. I mean, that's all admitted. It was all part of the terrorism to scare the people into submission. But, you know, here they say select which one, and it says Henry VIII, Ivan the Terrible, Dracula, Vlad III. Well, wait a minute. They just say he's related to Vlad here, but when you do go look at the family tree, they admit that Kerry's also related to Ivan the Terrible, which Bush is not, but they're also both directly related to Henry VIII. I mean, there's nobody these guys aren't related to. And so, direct bloodline back to Vlad the Third, Dracula the Impaler. I guess bloodlust runs in the family. And then both these guys are members of a Germanic death cult founded in 1832 out of Germany, where it's the skull motifs and the motifs and the laying in the coffins and all of this. And then they go to Bohemian Grove and they engage in these satanic ceremonies. I've been there. I snuck in. I got video of it. And then ABC News gets the New York Observer video where they're screaming, "Oh, Satan, die! Die, neophyte!" and slitting throats and people screaming simulated murders. And Peter Jennings says, "Oh, they're just having some fun. You're Christian conservative leaders." These two little cousins sworn in the same coffin, the same tomb, begging Lucifer to enter their bodies. "Oh, Lucifer," they say. And is it any surprise that they are in this death cult, the order of death, and that they're related directly back to Vlad the Impaler? I just thought that was just too interesting, and so we have now covered that, and you're welcome to talk about it if you like. But, you know, it's not their only ancestor that had a bloodlust. Oh, I mean, they have much more recent ancestors, and why, they have dwarfed anything that Vlad the Impaler ever did. Bush has, especially in the real world. I mean, using depleted uranium that our own troops breathe and the Iraqis breathe, and bombing all these different nations and torturing people and butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're just going to start calling Bush and Kerry the Vlad brothers. It should be George V. Bush and John V. Kerry. I shouldn't laugh about it, folks. These people run our lives. And they're just high-level minions, but they're in power because they are part of that blood line. So, again, they all just keep marrying into each other's ruthless circles, getting more and more vicious. And they're a bunch of social Darwinists. They believe that we deserve all this, that there are rightful rulers, and that we're a bunch of cattle, a bunch of pigs, a bunch of bugs, a bunch of useless feeders and eaters. And, of course, they're very concerned about all the little children of the earth and have a lot of wonderful vaccines for you and your family. They take such good care of you. Just let them take all your rights and put an electronic straitjacket on the society and put all the police in black ski masks and uniforms and let them train with non-lethal weapons on us so they can use the real ones on us very soon. This is out of the Kansas City newspaper. Advocates argue high-tech counterterrorism policies violate rights. And it says, "We are sorry you can't ride the metro. That might be the government response in the near future if your name is on a security watch list. A driver's license won't just be a license to drive. It will be the bearer of your entire life history." Civil rights and privacy organizations predicted at the discussion Wednesday that these things might happen if the U.S. government broadens its efforts to combat terrorism by collecting more data about individuals. In the wake of September 11th, terrorist attacks, increased airline security and procedures have changed travel for everyone and become a nightmare for some passengers whose names resemble those of suspected terrorists, or I would add criminals. 200,000 people's name on the list and growing. Civil rights and privacy advocates argue that a government database with such information about individuals is a fundamental threat to civil rights. For example, the SHARE network is a plan in which the government would share information with all private companies that keep data on customers. It's like the pizza place reporting on you where you're at when you call them to get a pizza. It's run through a database to see if you're wanted. Instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team. It says the government would know everything anyone buys. It admits this will be controlled by the credit card companies. If anyone wanted to use a credit card to buy a Metro fare card for the Capital Rail Transit System, the fare card machine would refuse the sale for anyone on a watch list, said David L. Sobel, the general counsel for the Electronic Information Center. Sobel said the new government policy is problematic. And again, they've already put this policy into effect. And Ridge said 2 years ago on C-SPAN to have a driver's license, to drive a taxi, to drive a bus, to get on a bus, to get on a train, to have a job in hundreds of different job descriptions. It goes on and on. Sobel said the new government policy is problematic. The U.S. government has invested billions of dollars to develop new technologies with a computer-assisted passenger pre-screening system, known as CAPS-2, to identify and track terrorists and their activities for air travel. Any of you got something on your credit report that isn't you? Who doesn't? Well, this is one of the baselines used for this new grid. And it's amazing, folks, and that bill, the new national ID card bill, has passed the House and Senate, is in conference committee, about to go to the president. Of course, the whole plan's already implemented. They passed the law after this stuff's already in place. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
All right, now I want to spend a few minutes talking about Victoria Snellgrove, who was murdered last week. Since she was killed by the Boston police firing their projectile weapons at very close range, which the weapons, because I've seen them up close on local Austin police, say lethal at close distances, and they give them training, they still killed her. But now that's not what the story is about, how the photos were put in the newspaper. We're a society that begs to be distracted off of the real issues, and then some people are actually saying, so what, she died, and siding with the police. I was even on a big national show out of Chicago this morning, and the host was talking about how he's been hearing people talk like this. I mean, this is sick, folks. Red Sox fan death underlines distorted mentality of both police and the public. Alex Jones and Paul Watson. The tragic and the necessary death of Victoria Snellgrove did not just provide us with another example of horrific police brutality. It emphasized a brutal shift in attitudes towards violence and reality in general. Snellgrove was struck in the left eye by a projectile containing pepper spray that was filled by police, that was fired by police amid riots in the aftermath of the Red Sox win over the Yankees last Thursday night. And again, it hit her in the eye, and her eye was pushed back into her brain. She bled to death inside the internal bleeding, just inside the skull cavity. The only source telling us that there were out-of-control riots were the police themselves. A Reuters AP photo wire search indicates the opposite. A few idiots throwing Molotov cocktails in one small area, and a fire which is no larger and no more dangerous than a box of matches. And again, first they admitted it was just a few hundred revelers here and there. Then after they killed her, they said it was 80,000. It was out of control. We couldn't maintain order. We had to do it. And it says this was the fire that police were struggling to keep people away from. We have a photo of it. Hardly of Reichstag proportions. The only other photo of the AP Reuters wire of the Red Sox riots is used as a search parameter. Shows one individual throwing a smoke bomb. It's pretty clear that all the tall tales of riots were a ruse to try and justify wildly out-of-control police brutality. Another caveat to Snellgrove's death was the Boston Herald had to publicly apologize for carrying a photo of her body as she lay dying on the sidewalk. The paper stated, "The Herald today published two graphic photos that angered and upset many in our community." Yeah, not the murder of her. "For that, I apologize," Herald Media, Inc. editorial director Kenneth A. Chandler said in a statement to be published in the paper's Saturday editions. "Our aim was to demonstrate this terrible tragedy as comprehensively as possible. In retrospect, the images of this unusually ugly incident were too graphic." Take a moment to think about this. Culture in general is more decadent than ever. The general public's bloodlust for violence and gore is at record levels, and Hollywood is eagerly feeding the addiction. Every new movie trend trumps the last in terms of bloodshed and butchery. Kill Bill, Dawn of the Dead, and Alien vs. Predator are just three recent examples. In contrast, the public's tolerance for graphic images of real violence is in fact decreasing. So why are the public hungry for fantasy violence, but more afraid than ever to see the real consequences of brutality? 30 years ago, photos and film footage of crime scenes, murders, and the impact of warfare were commonplace in the newspapers and on television. Humanity was strong enough to witness the effects of savagery and thus able to embrace and enact moral codes of behavior and political action to decrease the likelihood of such incidents happening in the future. In today's climate, people in general are so cowardly that they actively shun real-world images of violence while lusting for fantasy violence because it reinforces a truth that sits uncomfortably with them. The atrocities are not accidental. They are perpetrated by the authorities. The authorities are not here to protect us. They are here to attack and enslave us. This has been the norm throughout history, and there is no reason to believe it isn't happening today. This denial mechanism kicks in. They don't want us to see the photos because it conflicts with their God-given voice of conscience, which tells them that this is wrong and they should have to do something about it. To avoid the conflict, the individual reverts back to a vulnerable, childlike mentality where the state is the parent and the state can do no wrong. If they can't see it, then it doesn't exist. Denial mechanism has now been activated. Look at this photograph. The Associated Press described it as being taken at the same time that Victoria Snellgrove lay dying on the sidewalk. The police officer aiming the weapon is clearly no more than 10 to 15 feet away from a crowd of people firing projectiles, euphemistically described as non-lethal, from a close range is guaranteed to cause serious injury or likely death. Police manuals state clearly that such weapons should in no circumstance be fired at this range because at this close proximity, you may as well be firing off a round from a 9mm. Furthermore, the close proximity strongly suggests that the projectile was not just randomly fired to the crowd, but that this was in fact a targeted hit, of which Snellgrove, who even police admit was an innocent bystander, was the victim. We'll get to Jim Mars and finish this article when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
God, that cocoon stuff really got rid of your gray hair.
I'm that 44-year-old guy you've heard talking about taking Cocoon GH and how it helped reverse my gray hairs. And here's some more great news. Taking Cocoon GH can improve your life in many ways. Cocoon basically repairs your body to a youthful state you perhaps had 10 or 20 years ago. I'm taking Cocoon GH, and here's what I notice. After a few sprays in my mouth, I'm in peak condition mentally, emotionally, and physically. In the state I get from Cocoon, I feel unstoppable. And you can have the same feeling. If you're tired, run down, want to boost your sexual performance, want to help wipe out back pain or arthritis, you need to start taking Cocoon GH right now. If you want similar results, call now to order Cocoon GH. Here's the number. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur. Even nitrates and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour, we're going to have Jim Mars, award-winning author, best-selling author, researcher, on with us. He's a fellow Texan, just like myself. And, of course, we also have Tex Mars here in Austin, Texas. Mr. Mars is up in North Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's actually out on the road right now. We'll talk about a whole host of issues, his new powerful 9/11 book, what he thinks about the staged election, all of it, and, of course, your phone calls. I wanted to finish up, though, with my comments about Ms. Snellgrove, the 21-year-old journalism student who was shot dead by a lethal weapon, by a firearm, for absolutely no reason last week. But it's not just the story of police in every major city and even small towns having these weapons, people dying every month. Every month I see articles where they kill somebody with rubber bullets. Everybody knows this. There's also the evidence of them being only about 15, 20 feet from her when they shot her in the head. We have photos of them up close to crowds, 15, 20 feet away, shooting at crowds. This is criminal. They've been given the training, or at least they should have. The bigger story here is that non-lethal weapons are being used to train the police to attack the public and to give the public images of men in black ski masks and armored Darth Vader outfits shooting at crowds and crowds running. These are all Tiananmen Square simulations over and over again. We have video in my film, The Takeover, of police beating peaceful protesters, old women with billy clubs, stomping on them savagely with pleasure, chasing women down on bicycles, knocking them off. It's like something out of Planet of the Apes, you know, where the apes are riding down the humans in the cornfield. It looks about like that. But the psychology here is that the public got distracted immediately off of them murdering her to, how dare the Boston newspaper put a pretty tame photo of her at a distance laying bleeding to death on the ground. How dare them put this in there. They're bad. And then the neocon talk show host have been all over the country supporting the police. Well, this will teach them not to riot. Well, this is their fault. You know, these non-lethal weapons are good. Defense of anything. And then we also have the psychology of, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, murder photos on the front page of the paper. People weren't against real violence. They wanted to know. They wanted the truth of violence to be known. People weren't as psychologically callous, but at the same time, they didn't want to see a simulated murder on the big screen. That was all very tame, because violence was a serious issue. Now, the general public loves total violence, the most sickening stuff you can imagine. Rape, murder is applauded. All of this goes on. It's funny. I've sat in movies during very violent scenes. People laugh. You know, it's funny to them. But then when they see something real, like torture at Abu Ghraib, don't show it to us, or our troops hung up dead from bridges, don't show it to us, or somebody getting their head cut off, don't show it to us. That's horrible. Don't show it to us. So it's a real mental illness, my friends. And so in closing, from the article that myself and Paul Watson wrote about this, that's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, what kind of mentality does it take to shoot an innocent 21-year-old woman in the eye from close range? What has happened to the police training over the last decade? Clearly, we are the enemy, and the justification has been given to treat us like cattle. The death of Victoria Snellgrove closes the case on the argument of the so-called non-lethal weapons. Their development and media promotion has almost exclusively been geared towards crowd control. This betrays the fact that the government accept there to be more and more protest and more riots in the coming years, while our right to own a gun in self-defense is questioned at every turn. The government is arming to the teeth in preparation for larger confrontations in the future. Why is this? Do they have something planned so horrible that sound wave and microwave weapons will have to be deployed in American cities to disperse people from an area and to herd them somewhere else? To the rest and relocation centers, as they're called in England? To the paddy wagon? To the camp? Police nationwide have been trained to do this to the American people, my friends. And then now we hear it being defended and promoted. O'Reilly says put people in prison that disagree with the government. I've got him on video. Michael Savage says it. Michelle Malkin says it. It's being promoted. We're being conditioned. And now we're being conditioned for a young journalism, young lady to be murdered and then excuses to be made. Now, we're going to go to Mr. Mars, who we now have here in just a moment. In closing, before we do that, I hope everybody will visit PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today. 15 cents a day. You get all my best audio interviews from the show, my weekly TV report, all 11 of my films, a bunch of other great documentaries that we've been authorized to post there, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of that to be downloaded or to be streamed or to be read at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And it makes all the websites possible and funds our webmasters and our bandwidth and what we do. And I want to thank those that are members. And I want to ask those that haven't signed up to go sign up today or to get a hard copy of any of the 11 films I've made on VHS or DVD or any of the other videos I carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll-free to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, any of these powerful works. Get them, make copies, get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Take my newest film, American Dictators, documenting the stage election in 2004. It is $19.95 for VHS or DVD, and if you order the first copy for $19.95, each additional copy is $5.95 to order four or five more copies to give as Christmas gifts or holiday gifts, excuse me, politically incorrect. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Let's go to Jim Mars, who I'm honored to have joining us. Jim Mars' new book, Inside Job, Unmasking the 9/11 Conspiracies, and the website inside job-911.com. GCNRadio.com. And, of course, then he has his other website that we'll tell you about. We are honored to have him on with us. Jim is a prolific writer. Jim, where are you right now?
Believe it or not, I'm at Kent State University in Ohio.
Wow, that's kind of poignant. That's where they like to kill women as well.
That's right. And that's as a coda to what you were just talking about the police and their weapons. I've just got to share this story with you. You'll love it. This goes back more than 20 years ago when I was a reporter in Fort Worth, Texas, which comparatively speaking is a fairly safe and secure and quiet mid-sized city. The police department there put in a requisition for a flamethrower. And one of the more astute city council members said, what do you need a flamethrower for? And their response was, for crowd control. Can you believe it?
You've got to be kidding.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So, see, not only do we have this weapons proliferation, and, you know, let none of us ever forget that the United States today is the largest merchant of arms in the world, right? You know that.
Yes.
And so, you know, here's just an opportunity to make, manufacture, and sell more arms to the police department so that they can quell the citizens when they get restive under these under the increasing pressure of government and society.
Well, that's really it, Jim. I mean, they know that they've got things planned that will cause more and more dissent, more and more unrest, and so quietly for the last decade, they've been militarizing the police, merging them with the FBI and CIA. They've been giving them armored vehicles, helicopters, and as you just said, they wanted flamethrowers. They call these weapons non-lethal, but everybody knows they're very, very lethal.
Absolutely. And and for your listeners, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, we also have these detention centers that are sitting around just waiting to happen. In fact, there is one that I myself researched pretty thoroughly a few years back, located just west of Mineral Wells, Texas. And it was filled with trailer homes. And when I contacted a officer with the National Guard, he informed me this was one of the detention centers they have ready to warehouse dissenters in the event of a national emergency. And I said, well, wait a minute, if you're going to warehouse people temporarily, why don't they just have a tent city or build some of those wooden barracks, you know, like they had during World War II? He said, you don't understand. He said, these are for families.
And by the way, I have been to that center. I've looked over the fence. Thousands and thousands and thousands of portable buildings with bars on the windows. And then Newsmax actually got the purchase order almost 3 years ago for 3 1-million man camps.
Yep.
The Army admits that they've got 12 since 1986 open for business with federal prisoners run by the regular Army at 12 different bases. And now they're being promoted all over TV and radio as a wonderful thing for dissenters. And again, this was all being set up prior to 9/11. They have really been engineering this.
That's right. It's almost as though they know that something is coming up in the near future, and they're preparing for it, and we're being told nothing except to continue to go shopping.
Very well said. Your new book gets into 9/11, and I want to cover that in detail later. But first off, this new bill, which is in conference committee, it's an inch away from passing, for a new supranational ID card. Give us your take on that.
Well, this is just one more step to the new world order. For one thing, I think all they're doing is just codifying what's already there. When I flew up here, I went to get my boarding pass, and I've had nothing but bad experiences with computers. The very first time they talked me into using a computer-generated boarding pass, and the way they did that was I said, I don't trust those machines. Oh, no, use the machines, you get 1,000 flying hours on your flying card. Now, oh, well, okay. Well, sure enough, it double-booked me into the same seat with another fella. So that was my first experience, so I've tried to avoid that. But this time, they you know, we're rapidly having no choice. It used to be there would be six or eight counters and then maybe one or two of these machines. Now it's six or eight of the machines and only two of the counters. Before long, you're going to be forced to use the computer machine to get your boarding pass. Well, when I go to do the boarding pass, the first thing you have to do is swipe a credit card. And they said, that's okay. It's not going to charge your credit card with anything. But, hey, what's on your credit card? What's on that magnetic strip?
Well, they admit that that's
everything
for...
Everything about you.
That's for the identification, and they've now merged all these networks.
That's right.
And that's what this CAPS 2 does. I have a Kansas City Star article today where they admit that to get on the bus, you're going to need one of these cards. And Ridge 2 years ago said to have a job, to get on a bus, to get on a train, we're all going to have this. And when you order a pizza, they automatically run your name through a database to see if you're wanted.
That's right. Another experience I had was I was out in New Mexico in the little bitty town of Roswell. All I wanted to do is go in and buy some drinks and some snacks, paying cash. And the guy says, I need your driver's license. And I said, what for? Well, he said, that's just our policy. And so it was either, you know, turn around, walk out empty-handed, or give him the driver's license. So I gave him my driver's license and watched as this guy plugged my driver's license into the cash register computer, which means that anybody that knows the codes, anybody that wants to, they know exactly where I am, what I'm buying, how much money I got, and God knows what else.
I was in Radio Shack buying a cable yesterday with one of my friends. He pulled out his cash, and they said, give me your name and driver's license number. He said no, and the guy tried to pressure him. Up until about a year ago, they wouldn't sell you something at Radio Shack unless you did that. Now they kind of back off of that, but everywhere this is already happening, now they're saying, Jim, that this is going to be the way it's going to have to be. And you mentioned how first they put in two of these self-booking counters, then it's eight of them, then they start getting rid of all the employees behind the counter. I flew to New York on Continental. We wanted to get one of the ticketing agents, and she got mad and said, are you giving me a problem? I was being real polite. She said, you use that machine. And I wanted to say, lady, your job won't be here soon. When I was here a year ago, there was one of these machines. Now there were six of them. But I didn't argue with her. But here's the deal. 3 years ago, Home Depot put in two self-checkouts.
Right.
Now by my house, it's nine self-checkouts.
That's right.
And one person checking you out. And after 9 o'clock at night, there's nobody there. You have to use it. This is all part of the control where you have to swipe something to use it.
And you know what I can't help think about is that back in Baptist Bible school, you know, we were told in Revelation that no one will be able to conduct business without the mark of the beast. I just can't shake that. Every time it's like closer and closer, you've got to, you know, and what I can perfectly well see, and they're already bringing this up because I'm sure you're familiar with the chip, which is that identity theft is the big thing right now. Somebody can steal your credit card, right? So, you know, to prevent identity theft, the next step is, well, let's get everybody chipped. And in fact, Club Med and some of these groups that cater to young, well-to-do people are now offering special perks. You get to go to the head of the line. You don't have, you know, you can get discounts. You do this stuff if you'll allow them to chip you. And something like 42% of the young people going on these excursions say, oh, that's a great idea, and they allow themselves to be chipped.
Now, again, Jimmy, you just covered something key here. We've gone from 5 years ago, you and others being nutcase kooks, because we read federal documents, we wrote about federal documents, of how the Pentagon said, we're going to sell it as security and as a fad to the young people. We're going to make the military and prisoners take it. We're going to sell it as a fad to the young people. I even have a 2000 document that says this. Now in 04, they're openly saying, want to be a VIP, want a discount, got to have it. If you're going to be in the Mexican Judicial Justice Department, got to have the chip. It's all actually now happening
in front of us,
people.
This is not sometime in the future. This is now.
So we're now calmly on the radio talking about mass chipping taking place. And then all these neocon pundits are on the radio saying, yeah, that girl's dead. That'll teach everybody a lesson with the Red Sox. And by the way, camps are good.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know what I don't understand is why anybody still pays any attention to those people. I mean, you know, Bill O'Reilly even has a book out now addressed to young people talking, giving them advice about sex. Of course, needless to say, he doesn't mention about trying to force some woman in the shower with him in that book. And he got Rush Limbaugh, you know, who for a time was saying that drug users should be, you know, hung. But he has to go dry out because of his own drug abuse. I mean, you know, when are people going to get a clue and quit listening to these addled neocons that obviously are the biggest hypocrites in the world?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the Mark of the Beast. I tune into so-called Christian talk radio, and it's the Patriot Act is good and is of the Lord, and this new tracking system is good. Just accept it. I mean, what did you think was going to happen when all this came down? Did you think that, you know, the Beast system would... No, they control the so-called Christian leaders.
Well, and picture this. What's going to happen when everybody gets chipped and or has a national ID card, and then there is a truly national emergency? Maybe Yellowstone volcano blows and dust covers half the country, and shipment of food and water is broken, and you've got to go down. The only way you're going to survive is to go and stand in line.
Stay
and
there.
Wait
we got a break.
Government.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I tell you, this guy is right on. We're so honored to have him. Later in the next hour, we'll take your calls. He's Jim Marr's new book out, Inside Job, Unmasking the 9/11 Conspiracies. And the website that takes you directly to the book is insidejob-911.com. We're going to cover 9/11 in the next hour. Jim, the 2004 election is now upon us. And now MSNBC just came out with this, that Bush and Kerry aren't just cousins. They're related directly back to the royal family of England, back to good old Hungaria, Transylvania, and Vlad the Impaler. And that sounds crazy to people, but I actually had read this years ago from people like Fritz Springmeier, how these Illuminati bloodlines go back to every ruthless individual you can imagine. And I guess it is kind of a genetic synthesis of just the most ruthless, scum-filled individuals imaginable.
Absolutely. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, I am, sir.
Grab this. If you'll read in my book, Rule by Secrecy, which was published in 2000, long before the election, you'll find that at the time of the BCCI banking scandal, the Bush name was cropping up in that along with other prominent Americans, and then President George Herbert Walker Bush, just like his son, dragged his feet for more than a year or more before he finally was forced to have an investigation of the BCCI bank scandal. And so finally there was a Senate committee formed, and I quote the chief investigator for that committee saying that he had hoped to have a meaningful investigation, but that it basically turned into a whitewash. And guess who chaired the Senate committee that whitewashed the BCCI banking scandal and covered for the Bushes?
John Forbes Kerry.
Absolutamente. John Kerry. So it's enough to make you wonder. And, you know, these so-called debates, and they weren't debates at all. They were just forums, and with carefully constructed and carefully choreographed performances by both Bush and Kerry, with no attempt and certainly no allowance of free speech and freewheeling questions. And it's enough to make you wonder if the Kerry campaign is nothing but just a straw man, just something to give us the illusion that there's really a choice.
Well, I mean, these guys are cousins. They swear an oath to each other in this organization. Kerry was involved in committees covering up the drug trade.
Right.
I mean, he'd make a nice public statement, but then whitewash it. He's been a go-to guy for whitewashes all along.
Exactly. So at the very best, what we have coming up here next week is you have a choice. You can vote for Skull or you can vote for Bones.
You know, the poor liberals out there, they think Kerry's going to save them. He's for the Patriot Act. He's for the war. He's for all of it.
That's true. That's true. Wouldn't it be great if we actually had a candidate who was on the ballot whose platform said, we will pull us out of Iraq, we will end the stupid war on drugs and release nonviolent drug offenders, that will allow individuals to determine what their marriage status is going to be, not the state, and that we will legalize freedom. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, it would be good if the federal government got out of the states, and then the states, the people in the states, could set up the states as they saw fit.
Exactly.
And then we all have a choice to go to what's...
Well, you know what? The thing is, actually, such a candidate is there, and it's Michael Baradik, the libertarian. But, of course, he gets no ink, and as a result, he's just an invisible candidate.
That's how they do it with Michael Perutka or Michael Bagnarik. They just don't give him any coverage.
That's right.
Amazing. We're about to break. We'll start the third hour, and we can, Jim. I just want to keep it for the whole next hour because it'll take that much time to go over your new powerful book. It's amazing. I've got a copy. And to take calls. And we're, again, honored to have you. InsideJob-911.com. Jim Mars, author, researcher, lecturer, joins us. We'll get into a whole host of other issues. And I'll bring up some of the current news items and get Jim's take on those. He's a salty news reporter who started exposing the New World Order decades ago. We'll be back with Jim after this quick break. Stay with us.